We want to remind everybody that you can join us most weeks back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Illinois. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org, and you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Mo, this week, Texas State Senator Wendy Davis filibustered for 13 hours, preventing the Texas legislature from passing an anti-abortion bill. For now, the secret to her success, everybody agrees, was her what?
Is this her tennis shoes?
Her running shoes.
Her pink running shoes.
Very good. There's dressing for success, and then there's dressing for standing straight up for 13 hours without even being able to lean on anything, let alone go to the bathroom. Seriously, those are the rules for a filibuster in the Texas Senate. Her Mizuno running shoes were comfortable, well padded, and had a hidden reservoir in the heels for an emergency session, if you know what I mean.
I'm trying to think, like, what shoes would be the worst to filibuster in.
Have you ever worn four-inch heels?
Yes, but no, not to filibuster. No, the point shoes. It would be really cool to watch a ballerina on point filibuster.
That'd be true. Now, I know it's probably annoying to Wendy Davis and her supporters that she did this incredibly difficult, principled thing to stand against this abortion bill that she wanted to defeat. And we're just talking about her shoes. But I hope she doesn't worry because, man, she is pretty.
Well, didn't the handsome Rick Perry call her a show horse or something? He called her, like,
yes. He called her a show horse.
He did call her a show horse.
But he followed it up with, oops.